After growing up in a developing country, Laura Hansen knew she wanted to attend a university where she could gather a broad range of knowledge in many subjects while being able to experience a diverse community. Clark University ended up being that place.
I'm from Asunción, Paraguay. I was born in Washington, D.C., and I'm currently attending Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. Clark was one of the schools I applied to because I knew it had a great reputation for social development and interaction with its community, and I knew they put a lot of emphasis on recruiting international students and really fostering a sense of diversity on campus, which was something I was definitely looking for. After having grown up in a developing country, I wasn't really sure how I was going to fit in the United States, and I really wanted to make sure that because I had been exposed to so many different people and so many different ways of thinking and different cultures, that's not something I'd lose by going to the United States. And as much as I wanted to learn about, you know, the American culture, I also wanted to have the opportunity to be exposed to other cultures as well. So Clark's diversity was a very large draw.
Laura is in her second year, and her academic course load consists of studies for a double major as well as a minor.
I decided to go for a double major in economics and international relations because they were the two fields that really interested me the most, and I can't give up either one. I started reading news sources about the economy, and I started, you know, just thinking about it in my own time and reading more books. And eventually it just turned into something that I absolutely love. I love studying the theoretical part. I love trying to apply it, you know, making my little regression models and finding coefficients. It's something that just completely relaxes me and just makes me so happy. So that's why I'm with economics. And international relations is sort of more of a convoluted sense of being, I guess. I really like to read a lot, and I like reading about different places. And this also, you know, is combined with a pretty sincere love of history. So I just like analyzing things, and analyzing especially when it has to do with such an, you know, international playing field. So I like thinking about that kind of stuff. So that's why I wanted to go with international relations. And then for international development, I think that mostly stems out of the fact that even though I do have American citizenship, I was raised in Paraguay. That is my home. That is my culture. And we are a developing country, and I really, really feel the urge to go back and help my country develop in any way I can. So I'd really like to learn more about that. Finally, Asian studies is because after spending that year in India, I learned Hindi, where I could speak it pretty well. So I wanted to keep learning more Asian languages, and I figured if I'm going to go into something like economics and international relations, two emerging players on the global scene are India and China. So really, it's sort of detrimental to myself if I don't take advantage of the fact that Clark has a good Asian studies concentration. I really should, you know, take the initiative and go study this more. But then I couldn't give up the previous three either, so I sort of just settled with all four.
Keeping an open mind about some of her experiences, Laura says, has helped her adjust to some of the culture differences here in America.
In terms of education level, I think I was very prepared to come here. I was completely prepared. But in terms of culture, the first four or five times I went to a supermarket or a CVS, it was a huge culture shock just seeing so much of everything. Like, we couldn't get M&Ms in Paraguay. So if someone had a package of M&Ms, you know, they were the most popular person for the day. It was a luxury. And here, it's just so common. Just a few other, like, small cultural things that just sort of threw me. Paraguayans, we're not very good at gauging someone's perception of personal space. So when we say hello to someone, we always go up and kiss them on both cheeks. That doesn't go over too well in America sometimes. So that was another thing that was a reminder that, you know, it's so important to be open-minded when you come to study in the United States, because there are so many other cultures. And at the same time, you know, you can't even really say this is American culture, because America has been such a melting pot, which I think makes it such a wonderful place to study, because I don't think anywhere else in the world you can be exposed to so many different aspects of so many different cultures sort of put into one and packaged as America.
Laura graduates from Clark University in 2012. For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia Jane.